This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You are listening to the Fly the W670 podcast, episode 16 of season number 4. Sammy Sosa returns to Cubs spring training. Wow, don't forget to listen, download, review. Most importantly, subscribe to the podcast, follow on all the socials. Fly the W670 on Twitter, Instagram, and Fly the W on Facebook, or email Crowley and I at flythew670@gmail.com. Crowley, hope you're having a good week. And as the title suggests, something we're going to get into is Sammy Sosa returning to spring training. Surprise yesterday. I believe that was Tuesday when my eyes saw Sammy in full Cub gear talking to our friend Taylor McGregor in the Cubs dugout out in Mesa.
Yeah, it was phenomenal, and it's been a fun week of Cub baseball. But yeah, Sammy was the cherry on the sundae so far in what's been a pretty awesome spring training. You know, when we talk about all these new players like Kyle Tucker, and when you talk about Matt Boyd, and when we had Rhino out there, and Sutton, and Grace, and Dunston, and now Sammy, it's been a fun start to spring training, and I think it's really kind of getting Cub fans' hopes up. So,
yeah. I think the key now, Crowley, though, is as we do follow this very closely, okay, the spring training games, and we're going to get to this in a minute. But I think something all the listeners and subscribers need to do is take a look and pay close attention to who's getting these reps at third base, because Matt Shaw is not going to Japan. He's not going. There's no way. And if he does go, which I think would be a mistake, there's no way he's playing in Japan. So I don't know. If you're not going to play, I don't know why you'd go.
No, I don't think he'll end up going. And again, yeah, we're watching John Birdie and some of the other guys taking reps at third. So it's something to watch. There are important things to pay attention to. Caleb Killian started today. You're just certain guys that are the bubble guys and some of the fill-in players. There's battles going on here in camp. And so it's something that we watch. When we talk about Monday's game and you talk about the players, this is the lineup for the Cubs versus the Padres in Peoria Stadium. Nicky Lopez at short, Bush at first, Turner DHing. How about that? A little Justin Turner first start, Amaya catching, Workman, Jankowski got his first start. Alan Alcantara and Triantos at second was the lineup when we came in there. And so again, you got Justin Turner DHing, Travis Jankowski was playing right. They were making their spring debuts for the Cubs. How did Justin Turner do? He was that classic pesky hitter. He's been in his whole career. Hits a soft single to right in his first at bat. He drew a walk and came around to score during the second at bat. And then he singled to center in his third at bat. So
yeah, more of that, please. Sign me up.
Yeah, it'll be good. You know, and that's that quality at bat that he gives you. Like I said, what I like about him is I think he's the Cubs' best pinch hitter on the roster right now.
There you go. That's important. Okay. You need one of those. You need one of those. That's good.
He's a guy that is not – he can come on whenever. He can be cold. He can not – you know, it's something – it's not a skill everyone possesses, and he does. So it's a good add to the team. You know, when you think about Cubs teams in the past, sometimes they're forgotten. those guys that could, you know, hit off the bench, like LaStella for the 2016 team, or just, you know, Lenny Harris, I think in 2003. There's just guys that you may not remember 100%, but they do play an important role. Now, you know, when we watched this game, two guys that were starting were recently signed depth outfielders, right? So we mentioned Janikowski starting in right. Greg Allen got the start in left. And you don't think the Cubs are going to keep both of these guys. So it's going to be a battle, like I said, that we're going to watch play out during spring training. They did not make it easy to make a decision on Monday. Allen was on base all three times and hit a triple, drew a walk. He also has a lot of speed, Dustin. And that's the thing I'm kind of looking at this team too, is there are some guys that can run. Janikowski is another one of those guys that can give you some good at-bats. He was 2-for-3 with an RBI single to score Justin Turner. It was Janikowski and Allen that were the catalyst for the Cubs' big five-run inning, sixth inning on Monday. Janikowski had an infield single to third, and Allen had a ball deflect off the pitcher. Runners at first and second for the Jaguar, Kevin Alcantara, who hit a double to score Janikowski. Allen scored on a ground out, and Michael Busch hit a three-run homer to cap off the inning. The offense scored 10 runs on 15 hits. We talked about Allen and Janikowski, Turner and Bush. Nicky Lopez was 2-for-3 with a walk, and Miguel Amaya 3-for-4. More interesting to me, though, was the pitching side. We had a lot of debuts. Matt Boyd started for the Cubs. He pitched two innings, gave up no runs, two hits, two Ks, and two walks. This is Boyd's first full season since coming back from Tommy John surgery. He signed late with Cleveland in the 24 season, had a 2.72 ERA in 8 starts, and he pitched in 3 postseason games for the Guardians. Another good thing to see, Dustin, Ben Brown took the mound for the first time since June 8th, when he would have to go on the IL with a neck strain. He pitched 2 innings, giving up 2 runs on 5 hits, no walks, and 2 Ks. He did give up a 2-run blast to Igwe Rosario. But, Dustin, how good was it to see Ben Brown back on the mound?
Awesome. Really awesome. Really great.
And, you know, we're getting more reports about, you know, what was happening with his neck, and it looks like it's not anything that's going to be a consistent problem. And so that was good news as well. Another guy that we talked about how impressed we were on in his last outing in spring training was non-roster invitee Brad Keller, right? He did really well in that first start, the first game he played in. This was his second game that he appeared in, and he continues to open eyes. He pitched 2 scoreless innings, not giving up a hit or a walk. He had 1 strikeout, and he's sitting between 95 and 97. Trying not to get too ahead of myself, but this is definitely one of my favorite stories and one that I'm really going to be watching throughout camp. You know, when a guy can add 2 to 3 miles per hour on his fastball, just it changes everything.
Oh, really something to follow for sure. No doubt about it. It's great.
And a team that needs gas in the bullpen, this is, you know, a really good guy to have. You know, Daniel Palencia, he's another guy that throws gas, but still he hasn't been able at the major league level to show that he can throw it consistently in the zone. He has trouble with
right. Ball. Yep, that's always been an issue. Yes, correct.
So until he can show that he can consistently, you know, not give up walks out of the bullpen, Brad Keller's another nice option to have. And so Tyson Miller made his debut. He struggled a little bit with his command. He walked the first 2 batters he faced on 8 pitches and then fell behind 2-0 before finding the strike zone. Dustin, 10 straight balls for those of you keeping score at home. So hopefully he's a little sharper next time out. And again, the Cubs won 10-5 and moved to 5-0 in Mesa for the first time since 1995. On Tuesday, Dustin, the D-backs came into town, or we got to play the Diamondbacks. A lot of starters here: Happ, Tucker, Suzuki, Swanson, PCA, Carson Kelly, John Birdie getting third. You were asking about that third base. Vidal Brujan, second base, and Jonathan Long at first. We're going to talk a little bit later about Sammy Sosa, but that was the game that he did appear in. We're used to the Cubs scoring a lot of runs, 6 or more runs in their first 5 victories. We're getting spoiled, but the Cubs did win this one 4-2. Pitching was really the story. Jameson Taillon made his spring debut. He retired the first 5 batters he faced before giving up a solo home run to Geraldo Perdomo to make it 1-0 D-backs. Taillon would give up a double to the next batter, old friend and Cub Ildemar Vargas, before ending the inning and his day with a strikeout. 2 innings of work for JMO. He gave up 1 run on 2 hits, no walks, 2 Ks. We got to see Ryan Brazier out of the pen next to making his Cubs debut. They picked up Brazier from the Dodgers. He pitched a clean inning with a strikeout. Some other strong performances we saw were Julian Merriweather, who gave up no hits.
Yeah, that was nice to see, huh?
Two strikeouts, Dustin. So another guy with gas to go along with Keller potentially and hopefully Palencia. Porter Hodge, he keeps it up. No hits, one strikeout. And Eli Morgan.
He looks good out there. He looks fit, man. He looks really fit.
Yeah, he looks comfortable. And like I said, it's just the depth in the bullpen that you're excited about. And another guy that the Cubs got, Eli Morgan, gave up no hits and had two strikeouts. Cody Petit struggled again. You know, he's been a starter most of his career. I don't see him making this roster or this team right out of camp. But, you know, I think they're going to give him a chance to learn how to start. But he gave up one run on two hits and one walk. The offense scored four runs on seven hits. The D-back pitchers wanted no part of Kyle Tucker. They walked him three times. The Cubs were down 2-0 in the fifth before Carson Kelly and Vidal Brujan hit solo home runs to tie the game up. That takes us to the bottom of the sixth. One out, PCA singles. Dustin, he then steals second. The throw ends up in between the infielders and center fielder. The second baseman can't make the play. The center fielder boots the ball. Pete turns on the jets between third and home. The catcher doesn't make the catch as it comes in. A run Pete scores all the way from first base. The fear.
Little league style almost, right?
Right. And I'm, you know, the fear that PCA puts in the opposing defenders, he forces errors. You know, the catcher has to throw quickly because he knows he doesn't have a lot of time. The throw isn't great. Everyone's now trying to run so he doesn't take any more bases. That causes more errors. And now you got to rush the throw home to try to get him. It doesn't happen. To me, Dustin, he is the most electric Cub since Javier Baez.
Yeah, that's a great comp. Now let's hope it doesn't end the same way, but that is a fantastic comp, Crowley.
Yeah, and he's just fun to watch. Like whether you're talking,
well, he's
about
fun, right? I mean that's the key. He's fun,
right?
Fun.
And I will tell you, you know, when we talk about Kyle Tucker, he is going to be probably one of the best players we've seen in a long time. But he's just not electric. Like PCA is electric. He's just must see, must watch. Just what is he going to do next? Who?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Knows a lot of fun. I love it. But Dustin, surprisingly enough, the Cubs, here we are on Wednesday, and they still haven't lost a game. They managed to pull this one out. They didn't fly the W, but they fly the T, and because of that, the Cubs are still undefeated, 6-0-1.
6-0-1 sounds a hell of a lot better than 6-1-0, Crawley. I'll take it.
It started out good for Shota Imanaga. He gets in there and he gets two strikeouts. And then Matt Chapman walks. But what frustrates me, Dustin, is the pitch was a strike. And there's no ABS in San Francisco. So I am now at the point where I'm spoiled. I want ABS all games now. I'm ready now. I'm sitting there tapping my helmet. It didn't cost him anything. But in the end, in the bottom of the second, he gives up a double and then a homer to make it 2-1. And then we get into the third inning. He hits Jung Hoo Lee with a pitch. Willie Adames singled, and Jung Hoo Lee moves to third. He gets Matt Chapman to strike out, but then he throws a wild pitch, allowing Adames to score. And then he gets Gerard Encarnacion to strike out for another strikeout. So we were talking about this earlier. When we look at the numbers for Imanaga, 2.2, gave up three hits, three runs, one walk, six Ks, but that shouldn't have been a walk, six Ks. And he gave up that home run. So again, not bad. When you look at it, especially that was his first outing. He was supposed to start. He was supposed to start against the Dodgers in the second game of spring training, but they didn't want him to, or the first game, one of the two, but they didn't want him because they didn't want the Dodgers seeing him before the Tokyo series. So that's why it took a little while to get him a start. He pitched a sim game earlier. And so that's kind of where it goes there. So it was, again, a good start for Imanaga. I had no problem with it. When we look at some of the other pitching lines here for the Cubs, Caleb Fielbar was in. He got two strikeouts and a walk. Caleb Killian, again, this is a guy that I want to have a good spring. He went two innings, gave up three hits, one earned run. He had two Ks. But again, this is a deep lineup. I don't think Caleb it's going to be really hard for him to break with the team on this one here. Now, as far as the offense is concerned, Dustin, we looked at it. The Cubs, in the first inning, they load the bases with no outs. And they don't score a single run. You're just sitting there going like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, one of our favorite stats on the Fly the W, the runners in scoring position stat, right?
Yeah, Jordan Hicks was able to kind of wiggle out of any more damage. And so that was an opportunity missed right there. The Cubs did get on the board in the second inning. Kevin Alcantara walked. Ben Cowles, who I really, really like, he doubled on a line drive, moved Alcantara to third. And then Michael Bush reaches on a fielding error, which allowed Alcantara to score. So that was a run there. But when you look at the Cubs offensively, they were, like I said, the second straight day in the row, Nicky Lopez looked good, 2-for-2. Michael Bush, 0-for-2, but he reached on that error, and he also drew a walk. Justin Turner, 0-for-2. Miguel Amaya, 0-for-3. Gage Workman, 0-for-3. Vidal Brujan, 1-for-2. And so, luckily for the Cubs, right, they're down in this one, 4-1. But in the eighth inning, the offense erupts. So we talked about this before. They have a lot of depth and a lot of young guys that are hungry. And so that's the fun thing, is watching guys who you may not be familiar with, like Dixon Machado or Jonathan Long or Greg Allen. Greg Allen homers again. So, that he's the one that hits the homer, and he's someone competing for that final outfield spot, him and Janikowski. So for Greg Allen, put another little star next to him, and you're just, right, kind of, again, watching these battles.
Yep. So we'll keep an eye out on that one. Also, Crawley, I mentioned it up at the beginning, but Sammy Sosa at the ballpark, in a Cubs uniform, did you think that was coming? That really caught me off guard. I thought Sammy was back in Miami or back in the Dominican, and the next time we'd see or hear from Sammy was whenever it is they're going to have the official little shindig for him at Wrigley Field. So this was something that caught me off guard, and I'm happy to see it. How about you?
I was thrilled to see it. And I will tell you this. I didn't know when he was going to come out. This is a weird spring because it started earlier and you got the Japan Tokyo series. And so you have a lot of guys coming in at different times, but no, I did not have Sammy Sosa coming to Cubs spring training for the first time since 2004.
Back then, in the dugout, talking to hitters, really, really cool. Just really cool.
Yeah, back when Sammy was around the last time, the Cubs played at Hohokam Park. And so this was his first opportunity to see Sloan Park. And Sammy's missed so much in the 21 years that he's been gone. If you know Hohokam Park compared to Sloan Park, it's like a Motel 6 versus the Ritz-Carlton. It's completely different. And I would love to hear what Sammy thinks about the facilities. But like you said, walking down the path, I saw him, Dustin, stop at the club 400 tent. I was freaking out. My FOMO off the charts. Like you said, he's talking to the guys in the,
Hold on. Let's let that breathe a second. Your FOMO off the charts. I love it.
Yeah. Fear of missing out, man. When I see something exciting, I want to be there. And that was definitely to me exciting, but taking a look right here, what a great picture of Sammy smiling with Vidal Bruján. He's talking to Kevin Alcantara. Just Dustin, if you know, I've had a chance to talk to Sammy, and if you and I've been at a couple of the Q&A's that he's been at Club 400 when Top Shelf Cards had him out and Justin Roman did the Q&A. He just missed it so much, and he missed baseball in general, and in particular Cubs baseball. So to be back in the uniform with the guys in the dugout, how awesome. And he did the interview with Taylor McGregor. And I thought the interview went well.
Yeah, fun interview.
Mm-hmm. Fun interview. One player in particular, though, Vidal Bruján, talked about the impact of having Sammy in camp. And there's a fantastic article by Andy Martinez on Marquee's website. But Bruján is from the same hometown as Sammy, San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. So Sammy has invested a lot of money into his hometown and just in general is still a legend in the Dominican Republic.
As he should be.
Right. Even if guys like Kevin Alcantara, I heard you guys talking this morning, even though they weren't around when he was hitting 60 home runs three seasons in a row, you know, three seasons, he is well respected in Latin America. And so this is the quote that came from the article. Honestly, that the word from a great person and a great talent like Sammy Sosa helps you so much. It programs you to bring out the good ball player that's inside of you. I understand that the words he gave me were key for that at bat. He hit a home run after talking to Sammy Sosa and did the little Sosa hop. He was giving me some hitting tips and how to drop, how I have to charge towards a pitch. Honestly, he gave me results, and that's what's important. He said, that's going to help so many ball players, the Latino players, just as much as the Americans, the whole team. It's a good option to have. And Dustin, what I'm going to tell you, Sammy in the interview was talking about how he knows hitting. And, you know, he was talking about it, but English is still a second language. And I promise you that Sammy was talking to the Latino players, and I know he had good insights for them. I've talked to Julian Martinez, his former hitting coach. Sammy knows a lot about hitting. And everyone can sit there and make their judgments about how Sammy achieved everything he achieved. A lot of people were doing a lot of things in the 90s, Dustin. We're not going to sugarcoat that at all. But at the same time, nobody was hitting 60 home runs for three seasons. Nobody did that. I don't care who it was. And so he knows how to hit. And to be able to talk to the Latino players in their native languages makes a huge, huge difference. And I think would be a huge, huge help for the Cubs. And again, it made this old Cub cry a little bit, a little tear in my eye just to see Sammy again back in there smiling, enjoying himself. He even did the heart tap and everything after the interview is over. Just how do you not love it if you're a Cub fan? I'm sorry. If you don't, then you're just crabby. I don't know what to say.
Yep, man. So get off my lawn if you're not into that. Yep, very, very cool. And we've got some injury news to update everybody about.
Well, not a lot of injury news, but we do have roster moves. We talked about Alex Canario being DFA'd to make room for Justin Turner. Mm-hmm. Since then, Canario made it through waivers, and the Cubs traded him to the Mets for cash considerations. Then on Wednesday, when we're recording this today, the Cubs made their first rounds of cuts and camps. There are no surprises here. Yep. Nah, no surprises. Three of the four players cut have injuries. Outfielder Owen Casey has a left groin strain. Outfielder Brett Bateman was cut. He has a right hamate surgery that he's going through. And pitcher Brandon Birdsell is recovering from a lat strain. So they are all cut from big league camp. We know Owen Casey was assigned to the AAA Cubs. So that they, and then the other guys were just assigned to minor league camp. So they don't know where those other three guys are going to start the season. They know Owen Casey is going to start in Iowa. There's no doubt about that. Antonio Santos was a right-handed pitcher who had a good season playing for the Pericos de Puebla in the Mexican League this winter and got a spring training invite. He's going to return to minor league camp as well, but we'll see if he is a guy that goes to the minors or is picked up by another team. So those are the roster cuts that we have. And, you know, there's going to be some more roster cuts coming up in the future, so we'll wait and see what happens.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.